China submitted the genome sequencing data of the coronavirus that led to the recent COVID-19 outbreak in Beijing to the World Health Organization. Over 180 cases have been reported in the Chinese capital over the past week, with nearly all of them connected to a local market. Chinese researchers earlier suggested the virus may have come from Europe and is more contagious than that found in Wuhan. President Xi Jinping says China will work with its partners to develop the Belt and Road into a model of cooperation for meeting challenges through unity, a model of health for protecting people's safety and well-being, and a model of recovery for restoring economic and social activity. He made the remarks in a message to a high-level video conference on Belt and Road international cooperation. He says China will do what it can and contribute its share to an early global victory against COVID-19 and to the recovery of the global economy. Chinese authorities have condemned the approval of a Xinjiang-related bill by the U.S. China's top legislature says the U.S. approval of its Uyghur Human Rights Policy Act of 2020 grossly interferes in China's internal affairs and seriously violates international law. It says China's anti-terrorism and de-radicalization measures are in line with the country's laws and the common expectations of the international community. China's top political advisory body says the U.S. attacks on China's de-radicalization efforts have sent a seriously wrong signal to terrorist forces. Xinjiang's regional legislature says the U.S. bill is full of distortions, lies, Cold War mentality, and political prejudice. A draft law on safeguarding national security in Hong Kong has been submitted to China's top legislature for deliberation. The draft makes explicit stipulations on what constitutes four categories of criminal acts and their corresponding criminal responsibilities. These include acts of secession, subversion of state power, terrorist activities, and collusion with foreign or external forces to endanger national security. The U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee is holding a hearing on U.S. pandemic preparedness, prevention, and response. Committee Chairman Senator Jim Risch says the U.S. needs to build preventative measures that are better than the ones the country currently has to prevent a similar pandemic in the future. The virus has infected more than 8.3 million people and has killed nearly 450,000. The United States has the most infections and deaths, with 1.2 million infected and more than 117,000 dead. U.S. President Donald Trump has lambasted former National Security Advisor John Bolton over the Foreign Policy Hawk's memoir. Trump tweeted that Bolton's book is a compilation of lies and made-up stories intended to make the president look bad. Bolton plans to release his memoir titled The Rumor It Happened on June 23rd. The Trump administration is seeking to block its release, arguing the manuscript contains classified information. It says the information would compromise national security if published before the government review is completed. Publishers Simon & Schuster called the move a frivolous, politically motivated exercise in futility. Bolton served as Trump's national security advisor from April of 2018 to September 2019 before he was ousted after falling out with the president. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's lifted virus travel restrictions within the country and plans to welcome some travelers from other countries. Abe says his country is in discussion to allow some travel from Vietnam, Thailand, Australia, and New Zealand. Japan lifted a coronavirus state of emergency in all regions on May 25th, but advised residents to refrain from traveling between prefectures.